It was about that wide, about that deep, about that long. We filled that full of water. And it would boil. And you could dip out all the water you wanted. You didn't need just the kettle. You got it out of the reservoir. And that went on for years. People had those old stoves that the people used to go around. They call them, they were Franklin stoves. But they had wide ovens, and you could cook most anything in. And they had those big reservoirs, and salesmen went out and sold them. And you had plenty of hot water to take a bath. But you had to take the bath in a tin tub. And when my husband and them worked in the field in the summertime, after our house burned, we had it tough for a while. I can adjust to most anything, though. I'm not a very fussy type person. I just adjust. And I just took the tub and filled it full of water and sat it out in the sun, one here and one there. And they didn't all be in the same water because I had different tubs for boys and one for him. Then later I got, my mother had me on the hill. She was in her house burned. She lived in my grandmother's house. And she had a well the boys in Memphis put in for her with a Myers pump. And so we brought it from down the hill with pipe. And I got an old refrigerator box and put a tub of water somewhere or another up on top and fixed a hole in where you could sit in that box, kind of like a shower. And I'd go out, and sometimes I'd use cold water. I'd go out and work in the garden, I'd be hot as I could be, and I'd sit down on a stool and that thing, and let the water come in from a hose up at the top. Lots of ways you can use things when you want to.
Sure. When you, did you have, when you were pretty young, this real expensive dishes, real fine, thin dishes, not made out of clay. I mean, it's a finer kind of glass, real thin.
For what? For her?
Dishes are for a tea set, usually.
Oh, you mean dishes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of dishes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had some beautiful china. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. You call it china dishes?
Yeah, I had some Havana when I married. And I had that crawfish bowl that had a gold band down the center and open it. You know, you serve two different things on the side and you catch it by that handle. And I had some crystal. Well, and we had a curved china closet. Curved glass, curved front, curved door, curved, and it went way up out in the hill. And they had the crawfish bowl was in there, and that Haviland china was in there.
Did you ever hear of a white egg that you might use to fool a hen?
Oh, I had them.
What did you
nest
call
eggs.
That?
Nest eggs.
Do you ever call those china?
You know, I said nest egg yesterday about bank account.
Yes, you did.
I said, you need a nest egg. Mm-hmm. See that? Don't spend all your money, keep your nest egg.
I'm wondering, did anybody ever call it a china?
I never did. I always called nest egg, but I'm going to tell you, I use gourds for nest eggs.
Did you?
Yeah, you can raise eggs like gourds.